I'm Mitch Wertley with this VPR News. State officials say Vermont is experiencing a holiday surge of COVID-19 with more than 1,100 new cases added in the last week. Health Commissioner Dr. Mark Levine says the uptick began about a week after Christmas. He says the health department still needs more time to determine if any of the surge is tied to New Year's Eve. Levine says the state is currently investigating 44 outbreaks and more than 300 smaller situations.
But so far, we are still not finding evidence of significant outbreaks tied to the types of small gatherings that were allowed for the holidays.
Prior to the December holidays, the state temporarily relaxed restrictions to allow people to gather with one additional household. Levine says the state is currently seeing more isolated cases that have, quote, come from the community. Congressman Peter Welch hopes a Democratic plan to impeach President Trump will draw some support from members of the Republican caucus. The Democrats are pursuing impeachment after Vice President Mike Pence indicated he would not invoke the 25th Amendment as a way to remove the president from office. The impeachment resolution accuses the president of inciting an insurrection at the Capitol last week. Welch says it is possible that as many as a dozen GOP members will back it.
To the extent that we can get some of my Republican colleagues to join us in reaffirming that principle, that it's the people, not Congress, not politicians who decide on the leader of our country, it will be affirming.
House Democratic leaders say they have the votes to impeach the president on the floor later today. Governor Phil Scott is warning people who want to rally in Montpelier this weekend to not be, quote, pawns of extremists looking to overthrow the government. The FBI is advising local law enforcement to be prepared for armed protests in all 50 state capitals in the days leading up to Joe Biden's inauguration on January 20th. The warning comes almost a week after pro-Trump extremists stormed the U.S. Capitol. Scott is a Republican and says people have a right to protest, but that they should be wary of those planning these events.
Don't be used as a pawn by some of these extreme groups that are planning these protests throughout our nation to undermine our democracy, to overthrow the government.
Law enforcement officials in Vermont say they're working with federal authorities to gather information about potential demonstrations. The Eye in the Sky forecast for today, mostly cloudy, some limited breaks of sun in the southern valleys today. Highs in the 30s, near 30 degrees to the far north. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.